This dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mesa, MD. The date of examination is 3/25/22. The name of the patient is Rosemary Molinelli, M-O-L-I-N-E-L-L-I. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead, file Streco, space, Molinelli, space, R. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 3/25/22. Referring physician Maria Ramos, MD. Performing physician Sharon R. Mesa, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 78-year-old female with history of a positive calcium score of 70 in the LAD, comma, hypertension and SVT with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, poor airway progression, comma, consider anterior wall MI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure in anticipation of correction. Baseline blood pressure, 140 over 90. Baseline heart rate, 68 beats per minute. Parentheses on a beta blocker, close parentheses. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 127, parentheses, 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 130 over 78 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 16510, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension in anticipation of stress, but with a low normal blood pressure response to stress once she started exercising on the treadmill, with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 124 over 80 and a heart rate of 74 at the end of the recovery period. There were APCs throughout stress and in recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted. There was no SVT during the test and no paroxysmal atrial fibrillation noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parastinal long axis, parastinal short axis, apical 4 chamber views, and apical 2 chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically out of fair quality for parasternal views and good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension but a low normal blood pressure response to stress with normalization of blood pressure with the start of exercise. The patient had effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. 5. APCs were noted throughout stress and recovery, but there was no SVT or paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the test, and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, including the territory of the LAD, comma, normal augmentation of wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.